The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's time to rise and shine and get your morning started with Alabama's award-winning morning show.
I wouldn't go in there without police protection.
Broadcasting live from high atop Alabama's beautiful sand mountain.
Morning, sleepyhead. Rise and shine. You don't want to be late for work.
Please welcome your hosts, Barry.
A very charming psychopath.
He's just a couple of sandwiches short of a picnic.
And Holly.
My public. How they love me.
Good morning, it's 6:07.
Good morning, Barry.
Nothing like some Wham on a Tuesday morning.
I'm telling you, it's a good way to start the day.
Were you a Wham fan, George Michael?
You know, boys, I really liked
them. They really had some good music.
And I was so sad when I found out he didn't like women.
Yeah.
At 8 or 9 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It broke your heart.
It broke my heart. I had a crush on him.
Oh.
I did. I thought George Michael was good looking.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, not anymore, though.
Yeah.
Because that's not, he's not hitting for my team.
Yeah. No, he's not. No, I didn't. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll just move on to the alligator.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, it's 6:08 on a beautiful Tuesday morning. It's going to be another good, boy, yesterday was gorgeous. Gorgeous weather.
Yesterday was perfect.
Yeah. Today, 83. It's going to be a little more windy this afternoon, but tonight, a lot of wind. Then tomorrow, the chance of rain begins. Only a 50-50 chance, but if you see rain, could be some heavy rain for a little bit and then possibly a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Nothing severe expected as far as tornadoes, but still could be some thunder and lightning. Possibly some heavy rain for a short period and then some wind and possibly some small hail. That's tomorrow.
Yeah. Today's going to be good.
Today's going to be another good day. This morning.
Good walking weather.
It is. Like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were went out exercising. Doctor said I got to walk 5 days a week.
Mine did too, and I didn't like it, so we're doing it together.
So we're down at the lake, Gunnersville. Beautiful to go down at the lake of Gunnersville. And then we were just looking, saying, what if we see the alligator?
Yeah.
The one that we had a picture of last week.
Yeah, just the real
her.
One.
Yes, there's kidding her, which we still don't know what that one was.
It's allegedly.
Yeah, we think it was a log. But we saw a log again floating, and we just, for fun, said, why don't we take a picture, put it up, and see how many comments it gets.
And I said 12. You said 26?
25. We'll get 25 in an hour.
We got 314. I love our listeners.
Comments on the alligator.
Yes, we've got the best listeners in the world. So, just so you guys know, we were there. I took the picture.
Yes.
I saw that it was a log. Very, very, very plainly a log.
We saw the log floating and knew it was a log. And we were just for fun, since there was a gator supposedly spotted last week. We thought we'd just throw it up. And it just happened the duck or the a goose, whatever, swam by at the right time.
You got to be careful because people were really offensive about duck or goose, so you got to be careful.
Whatever
it is. One or the other. I don't know which one it is.
I don't know. It was swimming.
Yeah.
It was one of
them. It was a bird.
It's one of thousands. And so you put the picture up and just, and you said at the top, spotted at Gunnersville Lake, live with Barry and Holly, gator or something else.
Yes.
And to see how many comments we'd get.
Just to be silly.
Yeah. And then later on in the comments, when they began coming in, you said, okay, we're also going to give somebody a t-shirt for your comments.
We got to. We got to give away a t-shirt.
So
look how many people participate in this.
So some of the comments, and keep in mind, we know it's a log.
Yes.
We never for a second thought it was an alligator.
No.
Yeah. Like Scott Chambers. This is not our news guy, Scott Chambers.
This is fan Scott Chambers. Yeah,
another Scott Chambers says Jiminy Cricket.
Oh, Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Amanda, looks like Campo Seco, says it's nothing. It's always there. You're right, Amanda.
Yeah, there's always spots where there's logs that poke out.
Yep. Bradley Higgins, nice comment from Bradley, talking about the radio station. Haley Jefferson, she's already won a t-shirt, but says that's a big log.
Yeah, it is.
You are correct. Then Sheila Browning, goose and a log. Two for two there, Sheila.
Yep. Yeah. Miss Diane Pledger says it's a log. We know Miss Diane. Yes. Yeah. Dee Dee Rivers says it's a bird.
A bird.
She's not wrong. There is a bird in the picture.
It is a bird.
Jennifer Thackerson says Nessie.
Oh.
And so did Lawana Beard. They both said Nessie.
So the Gunnersville version of Loch Ness Monster, possibly.
Jill Smith said it's an Alabama crocodile. She's right. She is right. Sonia Beck said, Jimmy Hoffa.
Whoa, Jimmy Hoffa. She's going way back for that one.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Bobby Wallen says definitely something else, not a gator.
Yeah.
Ethan Frederick, or maybe just a floating log. Good one.
Uh-huh.
Janu Greer. I think it's Janu. Looks like a lake to me. Looks like a lake. You are correct. It is a lake. And Cassie Phelps, what is a duck and a stick and a rock for $100?
Oh,
she's playing a little
yes.
Jeopardy here.
She's winning.
And Fawn Battles, always listen every morning at work. She just disregarded the log and went straight to trying to win a t-shirt.
Oh, Rita's comment said, log, don't try to walk on it. You might end up with leeches on your feet.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's.
I don't want that.
That took a bad turn.
I don't want that.
Went from a duck and or a goose and a log to leeches.
Ooh.
Chris Thompson, log, we do have gators upriver at Wheeler Lake.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Philip LeMaster, piece of driftwood. Wendy Cranford says, Gator Goose Malone. Gator Goose Malone.
Oh, my gosh, that's
okay.
funny.
That's good.
Gator Goose Malone.
Gotcha.
Troy Blair, who was my uncle,
yeah.
he said the log nest monster. Emphasis on the log.
Good one, Troy.
That's a good one.
Good one. So we're going to read some more of these in a few minutes, and you're going to randomly select one of these and give a t-shirt away?
Yeah, we are. So we buried a little Easter egg in this, and there is a comment, if you can find it. It says, you found an Easter egg. We're giving away a morning tea to one of our listeners. You just have to respond to the comment. Just reply to the comment. We've got 94 coming in. Mm-hmm. We're going to give it till the end of the show, when
right.
we get closer to the end of the show. And then I've got all 94,
right.
and then random generator right now. So
okay.
anybody that adds through the show, I'll add on the wheel, and then we're going to spin the wheel and
okay.
see. Do we have a wheel spin?
I think we do.
Okay.
I'll find it.
We're going to spin the wheel and then see
okay.
who wins a t-shirt.
It's that easy.
It's that easy.
We're just having fun, and because it was just, we just saw the piece of wood in the lake.
It was silly. Yes.
But we appreciate the listeners playing along and just having fun.
Yeah. And I've got to say, I did not think that this would take off like it did.
No.
It has 10 shares, and I'm so afraid. I told Barry, I was like, what if people really think that we are spreading information like there's a gator out there?
No,
but
we didn't
surely
say.
They see the comedy
yeah.
in the satire.
It was just a beautiful yeah. day, and we just saw
a log floating.
Log floating, so let's get a picture
yeah.
of it.
How'd you know?
All right, how do we know? Well, things you need to know today, Tuesday, April the 16th. Things you need to know and need to think about what's going on today.
Well, I wondered why everybody was dressed like this when I came in, but today is National Wear Pajamas to Work Day.
How about new?
You can't do that.
No.
Pajamas are believed to be invented in this year. You're not going to believe this.
Yeah.
1870.
Wow.
Yep. That's a long time ago.
Okay.
Traditional pajamas usually consist of comfortable clothing with matching tops and bottoms.
Nope, not me.
I never match.
I've never had matching tops and bottoms.
No, that's
ever.
Too fancy.
Just a pair of shorts is about it.
That's what rich people do.
Yeah, the matching tops and bottoms
yeah.
are for Christmas pictures.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, the whole family has them matching.
And they're so cute.
And
we love them.
Please, I hope that nobody here wears their pajamas to work today.
Don't wear your pajamas to work today.
No, I'm picturing some of the fellow announcers here wearing pajamas. No,
yeah.
No, please
no,
don't.
No.
Wear an overcoat.
And here's something you need to know. Following O.J. Simpson's recent death, the owners of the infamous white Bronco from the 1994 police chase, you remember that?
94, yeah.
94. They're considering selling it for at least $1.5 million.
Wonder how much they paid for it.
I don't know. The owners have received offered in the past and now have renewed interest. So I bet they do.
Wow.
I bet it's worth
bet
more now.
I bet you're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know. And here's something to think about.
Okay.
What's the biggest difference between a man buying a lottery ticket and a man arguing with his wife?
Oh, that's a tough one. I have no idea.
The man buying a lottery ticket usually has a chance to win.
Oh, so the argument, there's
with
no
the
chance.
Wife,
you're not
no going to
win.
No.
616.
Mornings with Barry and Holly. Here on Alabama's country giant, WQSB.
We'll play NASCAR math coming up later on this morning. You have today and tomorrow to qualify to win those Talladega tickets. We're giving away two pair. It also includes a chance to go to the Walker Hayes concert Saturday night at the track and meet Walker Hayes. We'll be doing that coming up later on this morning. We'll be going over some more of your comments about the log in Gunnersville Lake in a few minutes. But saw this story. This is very smart. Now, I have an Alexa, Amazon Alexa. Love it. favorite? Mm-hmm. Do you have one?
I do. I have a couple.
Yeah. I love it because you can ask her pretty much anything, kind of like Siri, which I shouldn't have said that because my phone just went off.
Yeah.
But anyway, you can ask her pretty much anything, music, whatever, and even to make noises. But how about the girl in India? This is amazing. A young girl helped save her life, possibly save her life, and save a couple of other lives. What happened was, this isn't in India. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, monkeys do run wild around the streets and things like that. Well, last week, the guy, I guess the dad, left his home to run an errand real quick and didn't close the main door properly.
Oh, no.
A large monkey then made its way into the residence and began making a mess while looking for food in the kitchen.
Mm.
Now, these aren't the little bitty tiny spider monkeys like our pet of the week.
This is big boy monkeys.
This is a big one. So the girl, also in there with her, was a 15-month-old girl, and she heard the noise.
Whoa, wait, 15 months?
Yeah, the girl's 13 years old.
That's just over a year.
Yeah, and she's with also watching a 15-month-old.
Oh,
she hears
God.
A noise and doesn't know what to do because she's afraid because this thing could attack her. So here's what she did. She told Alexa to bark like a dog. Alexa did, and it scared the monkey, and the monkey jumped out the window and ran away.
Oh, my gosh.
That is quick thinking.
Do you think Siri does it?
I doubt it. What do you think?
Let me see. I doubt it. Hey, Siri, bark like a dog.
I can't do that, but I can remind you to walk your dog. Buy dog food.
I don't need that. But what if I word it differently?
Change it. So she will not bark. So she won't bark like
that? No, she won't say stop.
Okay.
She won't say, no, I said stop, Siri.
Yeah.
She won't say woof woof, but let me change it.
Okay.
Hey, Siri, what sound does a dog make? Okay. Oh.
Oh, she did it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a dog.
That's an Australian Shepherd.
Oh, it sounded like one. Yeah, it is.
There you go.
Of course it is.
So if you say, what sound does a blank make?
Yeah.
So dog, cat, cow.
It'll do it then.
It'll do it then.
Do another sound. Do a cow.
Hey, Siri, what sound does a cow make?
Yeah.
Here's a cow.
Okay. What about a snake?
That's a good one. Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
What sound does a snake make? I didn't say snake. Hey, Siri, what sound does a snake make?
No comment.
I couldn't find anything called snake set in my Find My Locations, Holly.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I guess she's tired.
She's tired of working.
I feel weird because here this girl is. She used her Alexa to basically save her life.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm worried about is trying to get my Alexa to make pass gas noises. I mean, when you're bored, you have nothing else to do. Yeah. Hey, Alexa.
No, I don't do that I'm bored.
Oh, come on. You know you have.
Yeah. Okay, I have. Yeah.
Okay. So what is, you do anything stupid with yours to ask her to do stupid stuff?
I can't even figure out how to do the announcements room to room. Do you know how to do that?
No, what?
Yeah. So you can do like, hey, Siri, or hey, Alexa, make an announcement.
Oh.
And it goes to all your other Alexas and is like, hey, dinner's ready.
Oh.
Or whatever. You know, whatever you got
to
say.
I don't have to say that because I know when it's ready because I cook it.
Because you're by yourself.
I know exactly when it's ready. I don't have to alert myself.
Well, like you and I
okay,
don't
like
have...
you have the girls, I get it.
Yeah, but...
That would make sense.
I still don't use it.
And they would ignore you and Alexa, too.
They would ignore me plus Alexa.
Exactly, yeah.
But I haven't done anything weird with it. Have you?
Exactly. Yeah. Fast gas.
I have Googled things to do, though. Like, what things can Alexa do?
Yeah.
And it does some neat stuff.
It does.
Telling the joke's my favorite.
Yeah, those are good.
But Siri has some pretty
good
jokes.
A joke?
Hey, Siri. Tell me a joke.
Mm-hmm. I bought my friend an elephant for his room. He said thanks. I said, don't mention it.
What?
I bought a friend an elephant for his room. He said, thanks. I said, don't mention it.
That was her joke?
What does that mean?
Wow. Siri's sense of humor is weird.
That was a joke. That's a terrible...
How did she get that job?
I don't know. So that's not very good.
No.
Mm-mm.
Sad. You need Alexa on your phone.
I know. I need Alexa.
That's weak, Siri.
I know.
Yeah, all right. 629.
Mary and Holly.
On Alabama's Country Giant,
WQSB.
QSB Keith Urban and Wild Hearts, 640 with Barry and Holly. It's going to be a partly sunny day, a good mix of sun and clouds, but it's going to be warm, nice and warm at 83. We'll go over some more of the comments about the log in the lake coming up in a few minutes. And yes, we knew it was a log. So in case you're wondering, it's about their Facebook picture that you put up yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, you have that picture, then you put up more comments?
Yeah.
What else did you put up?
I put, what joke does your Siri or Alexa say when you tell them to tell you one? Because they have some pretty bad jokes.
They do. Yeah, so some of the jokes come what Whitney says. There are 10 kinds of people in this world, those who understand binary and those who don't.
Don't get it.
Okay.
I was so upset when I found out I'd been cloned. I was beside myself.
See, that's good.
That's a good one.
Where do you take broken pumpkins to the pumpkin patch?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's from Heather Benjamin.
That's a good one. Do you think Alexa tells better jokes than Siri?
I think so.
I think she might.
Because my Siri a minute ago told a horrible joke.
It did. It only, so out of the four that you did, only one was a good one.
Yeah.
And it was, what do you get when you cross a centipede and a parrot?
Yeah.
A walkie-talkie.
Should I ask her to tell another one?
Yeah.
Hey Siri, tell me a joke. Well, she turned down again.
Hold on. Low volume.
Well, I had to turn it down because we're along the air. Okay. Well, hey Siri, tell me a joke.
Why did the belt go to jail? It held up a pair of pants.
Oh my gosh!
Why did the belt go to jail? It held up a pair of pants.
Oh my gosh! They're so bad. But I wonder if Alexa's are better.
I think so.
That's why I was like, put them up. But I should have specified if they came from. I'll change the comment and say, specify if it comes from Alexa or Siri.
Like Diana Hernandez says, why did the fireworks fall in love? Their sparks were flying. Okay. If you want to put one of your jokes, whatever Siri or Alexa has told you, put it on our Facebook page and we'll read some of those. And we'll read some of the log. You got another one?
Yeah, Delajay just sent me a good idea to on our messenger. Yeah. Hey, Siri. Tell me a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock. Who's there? Norma Lee.
Norma Lee?
What?
What?
Is that Norma?
Norma Lee.
Lee.
No.
Oh, my gosh. That's bad. Moving on.
Going back to the story we had a few minutes ago about the little girl who the monkey broke into the house in India.
Yeah.
And this is how we got to talking about Amazon and Alexa. And she was scared because the monkey was doing damage and was looking for food. And she told her Alexa to bark like a dog and it scared the monkey away.
Right.
Here's a similar story. We put this one on Facebook yesterday. A 12-year-old boy, also in India. Well, they have animal trouble.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
He kept his cool when a leopard walked into his house. Now, the 12-year-old boy was playing on a phone near the entrance to his dad's office in India. He's sitting on like a desk, basically, right by the door. Dad walked outside just for a couple of minutes to do something, and while he was gone, let the door open. A leopard comes walking in. You can see the video on her Facebook page from yesterday. The boy, what he did was, he waited till the leopard walked past him, jumped down, closed the door, closing the leopard up inside the room.
That's smart.
That's quick thinking.
That is very quick thinking. I would think just to run and not close the door, but they trapped it.
Yeah.
They trapped it so they could release it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there and the leopard walks past you, what would be you? This is a 12-year-old boy that did this. Very smart.
Well, I don't know. I'm like you. I'd be beaten by the banana by the monkey.
Yeah.
And be laying in the floor and then get eat by the jaguar.
Yeah, I'd wet myself.
Or panther. Leopard. What was it? A leopard.
You'll eventually get to it.
Whatever.
Yeah, but I would have wet my pants, first of all. But I would not have thought, I'm going to jump down when it walks past me and close the door and lock it inside.
I would not think that.
That is smart thinking.
But I'll tell you this. Yeah. Kids in India probably know how to deal with predators better than we do.
Because here's two stories. One had a giant monkey walked in. Another one had a leopard. So you just sit in the house minding your own business.
Yeah.
And we get mad about a fly getting in there. Or, or a mosquito.
Yeah.
And here they are worrying about leopards and monkeys. Walking in while they're just playing on their phone.
Oh, what a rough life they're living over there in India.
Yeah. Today, our kids here would not have had a chance. I mean, they're too busy. But these kids in India, they're smart.
Yeah.
I guess they've been trained. I guess they go to, they have training.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, watching the video, you can see it on our Facebook page. He did not panic whatsoever.
Nope.
He just took his, he had his phone in his hand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did.
And he just took his phone, shut the door, went and walked told Dad, hey, Dad.
There's probably I can imagine the boy still looking at his phone, probably texting and talking to Dad at the same time.
Hey, Dad, there's a leopard in the room.
And I have to close the door. It's locked up inside.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we going to eat for what's for dinner?
But what's so smart is that he wasn't like, oh, my gosh, Dad, there's a leopard chasing me.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, Dad, I trapped the leopard.
Yeah.
So he's so smart.
And what's for dinner?
Yeah, and what's for dinner?
Yeah.
And can we have McDonald's?
Yeah. Exactly.
Take me to Taco Bell.
But check out the video. It's on Facebook. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's 646.
WQSB, Mornings with Barry and Holly.
This is My Dirt, 651 with Barry and Holly. Our buddy Yvonne just called, and we got to apologize. We were talking about Siri and Alexis.
Yeah.
And we apologize for saying, hey, Siri. We apologize for saying, hey, Alexa. So if we said,
you're making my phone go off.
So if we said, hey, Siri, and it upsets your phone or your watch, we're so sorry for saying, hey, Siri.
Yes, we definitely didn't mean to say, hey, Siri, on the radio today. Or, hey, Alexa.
Yeah, we did not mean to say that. So
we're trying to set your devices off.
Yeah, no, what she said was every time we said it, her devices were going off. So we're so sorry for saying, hey, Siri.
We did not mean to say it.
We'll not say, hey, Siri again. Holly's pile of stories are whatever. And how about Caitlin Clark last night? She's going to be, well, I guess she won't be a millionaire, but she's getting close.
It's official. Former Iowa women's basketball star Caitlin Clark is off to the WNBA as the NCAA's all-time scoring leader, was selected number one overall by guess who?
Indiana
Fever.
Yeah, one of the worst teams in the league.
I know. Clark is expected to sign a contract this week that's worth around $350,000 a year. I feel like she's worth more than that.
I do too, but she's going to have all these other endorsements, commercials.
True.
She'll make about a million.
Can I get up on my soapbox for like the smallest of
seconds?
Go
right ahead.
They don't pay men that. They pay men millions of dollars.
Yes, they do.
And
I agree.
This girl got $350,000 a year.
She needs more.
That's not even half a million.
I agree with you on this. She's the best I've ever seen as far as the ladies, or even as good as some men, if not better
than
some men.
Absolutely. And the way she hits those threes.
Oh, it's like shooting three throws.
And I understand that, I know that $350,000, that's not lost on me. That's a ton of money.
But compared to what some of the men make.
Yes, compared to what the men make, it's a little low.
I agree.
Moving on. Yes. Keanu Reeves will voice the character Shadow in Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Ooh.
So the kids like the Sonic the Hedgehog movies?
Mayer loves Sonic.
Yeah. Well, the third one's coming out.
I cannot wait. The movie also stars Ben Schwartz as Sonic and Jim Carrey returns as Dr. Robotnik.
He's good in those.
He is good.
I love Jim Carrey.
Yeah, he's a weird one, but he's good.
Yeah.
Well, ABC has renewed The Rookie for season 7, and ABC has also renewed the syndicated talk show Tamron Hall for a 6th season.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, she's okay.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But here's something that we can talk about. Last night on American Idols, 6 singers were sent home, including one former platinum ticket holder, Odell Button Jr.
That's kind of a shocker.
That is a shocker.
Yeah.
Making the show's top 14 remaining singers include Center's very own Mia Matthews.
Yes,
we're
so
proud of Mia.
Yes, in the top 14. That is awesome.
That is so awesome. Go, Mia, go. And WQSB's friend Will Mosley from Hazelhurst, Georgia.
He is so good.
He is so good.
I'm going to say that Will and Mia are two of the best ones on the show.
Hands down. Hands down. It should be a go ahead and send everybody else home.
And I'm a big fan of Will, not because we've talked to him, but his voice, I think he could easily record a song now and it could get on the radio.
It would.
Yeah.
It would. It went up to number 2 on the iTunes chart.
Like the one he sung last night.
Yeah.
Or 2 nights ago.
And the only thing that was ahead of him was Beyonce.
Beyonce.
And who's going to be Beyonce?
Exactly.
And this guy has been in music for 11 months. That's it.
Wow.
And he wrote his own song. He performed it two nights ago.
Yeah, sure.
Now, and he performed it live. It was so good. It was Gone for Good.
Gone for Good.
It is so good.
Those two are two to watch.
Yeah, they are.
They'll be on ABC again Sunday night, competing in top 14.
Me and Will.
Yep, 6:55. Birthdays are next.
Mornings with Barry and Holly here on Alabama's country giant, WQSB.
Sunny day. Mm-hmm. Walking along the lake. It's beautiful at Lake Gunnersville. There's so many places you can walk around the lake, and we saw the picture last week about what somebody thought could be an alligator in the lake.
Right.
So we were just looking, kidding around, saying, what if we see the gator?
Yeah.
And we saw a log, a piece of wood basically floating, fairly large log or piece of wood. And I said, take a picture.
Yeah.
Let's put it up and see what people think. Just having fun.
Yep.
So the comments, if you saw it on Facebook, yes, we know it's not an alligator. We know it's not an alligator. So we were just putting the piece. And we had, what, 300 and something comments?
We had 300 and, hold on, let me see how many we have now. 326 comments.
Wow.
And so now we've turned it into a contest.
Yeah.
We'd hid an Easter egg in the comments, and it said, surprise, you found me. All you have to do is reply to that comment, and we're putting your name in a random generator, and we're going to pull out a T-shirt winner.
Yeah, so you're going to do that in a few minutes or so?
We could, yeah.
Okay.
You're going to do that in a few minutes?
Sure.
Yeah.
And some of the comments, like Philip LeMaster says, piece of driftwood.
Yeah.
You are correct. Jamie Talley says, it's a floater.
Oh, yeah.
Connie Meeks comments, Evelyn Tosh, I think it's a log. Amy Fowler, Canadian log, rare sighting. Good one. AC Christian, that there, my friend, is a, G-O-O-E-E. Okay. Not sure what that is. Ann Renshaw has a comment. Valerie Henley. Let's see. Sheree Nichols. Sinead Nichols says, driftwood. Amber Gilbert, rock, goose, then log.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, because there is a rock, a goose, and a log in the picture. So you got some of the older ones coming.
Yeah, Rena says, all I know is that goose looks clearly unbothered. Peggy says, log. Bradley Higgins says, it's a tree stump log. I like this one. Vonda Collins says, it's a Lake Gunnersville logator.
Oh, logator. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Beth Patterson says, looks like that gator's been working on its log impression.
Oh.
Good.
Yeah.
Jessica Christian says, it's a lake rat or an electric eagle.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Candia Matul said, this is a stupid post. This is obviously a log.
You are correct.
Candy, we're just playing.
On both of those.
We're just playing.
You are correct on both of those.
Yes. And it is stupid. Yeah. And we are. We're crazy.
Yeah. Holly Williams says, looks like a log to me. Craig and Kim Morgan, will hope no one mistakes the goose for something else, but that's a log. Yes. And April Johnson says, looks like a goose to me.
Yeah. Jackie Smalley says, looks like my sister after the goose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to comment and add to it, we'll be drawing a winner out, giving them a morning show T-shirt.
Yeah, we are.
We'll be doing that coming up in just a few minutes. But first, on your way into school this morning or work, candid kids do say the funniest things. So what have you got for us today?
So when my daughter started elementary school, she made some new friends. This is coming from Kay Steed. They started to go to each other's houses after school.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I picked up my daughter from one of their homes, the mother would make a point of saying of what a good job I was doing with her. And it was nice of them to say, she said, she thought, but it was a little over the top. I was just doing what mothers do.
Sure.
But she kept telling them what a good job she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually I pointed it out to her. She said, the other mother patted her on the arm and said, yes, you're doing exactly what her real mother would have wanted you to do. I soon learned that highly imaginative daughter had told her friends that her family had been in a shipwreck.
No.
Her parents had drowned.
No.
And the mother had rescued and agreed to adopt her.
Wow.
She set the record straight, but she must admit, I miss being treated like a hero in the school playground.
Wow.
So she was about 3 or 4, and
she made up a whole story.
She made up a story.
That's an imagination.
Yeah, that her parents died in a shipwreck.
Wow.
And she was adopted.
That's awful. The poor mom had no idea what she was telling them.
She had no idea. The parents would come up and say, you're doing such a good job.
We're so proud of you. That's good. 7:16.
Barry and Holly on Alabama's country giant, WQSB.
QSB Russell Dickerson, I love you like I used to. 7:25. And don't forget Saturday. Come out and join us. I've been doing this the last couple of years. We're going to be live at Riverview Regional Medical Center in Gadsden from 8 till 10. It's Heart Day. Heart Day from 8 till 2. Now, for $20, you can have screenings that include an EKG, blood pressure, cholesterol, glucose, and many more. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can make an appointment by calling 256-543-5741. We'll be there live from 8 till 10, and it's a great thing to do. If you were to go get all these individual screenings individually, it's going to take you a few weeks to get all this done.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all of them done in one day.
Yeah, it's an amazing deal.
So, a good deal for $20, too, so, and you'll be able to talk to some of the professionals after you finish your testing. So if you'd like to do this, come out and join us. We'll be there live from 8 till 10 coming up on Saturday morning.
Get in my belly! Come on!
Well, not sugar, but how about Subway? They have some new sandwiches. They're different. Now, I think of these as like a wrap, but they're rolled up.
Okay.
They're calling them dippers.
Oh.
They have new foot-long dippers, $3 each. So how would you describe these? They look like a wrap, but they're rolled up.
They look like a wrap, but they look like a pizza rolled up. Mm-hmm. Like a piece of pizza dough just rolled right up, ready to dip.
They have a new bread called, is it lavash? Lavish? It's a new kind of bread they're using.
Ooh.
It's like, I don't know, like a tortilla, basically.
It's lavash.
Lavash? Okay.
And then
they roll them up. They've got three flavors, pepperoni and cheese, chicken and cheese, and double cheese.
Ooh.
For $3, you can see pictures of all of these on our Facebook page.
Yeah, those look good.
Yep.
Oh, yum. Well, Taco Bell is testing out new agua refrescas that use real fruit and green tea with three flavors. These sound pretty good. There's strawberry, passion fruit, mango peach, and dragon fruit berry.
So they kind of good for you? Kind of?
No, they're going to be full of sugar, but they're going to be good.
Well, there's pieces of real fruit in there, so that's a little bit.
You got like 0.2% of your fruit intake at the end of the day. And then Starbucks pours new spicy lemonade refreshers and spicy cream cold foam.
How about new?
I'm with you on this.
I don't want a hot... I mean, it's a drink with ice in it, but it's got a kick to it.
So there's a spicy dragon fruit, which is mango and dragon fruit pieces, zesty lemonade, and chili powder blend.
Oh, I don't want chili powder in my drink.
A Starbucks spicy chili powder, too. Oh. And then there's a spicy pineapple, which is pineapple and passion fruit, lemonade, and the chili powder.
No.
Ooh. And then there's spicy strawberry, which offends me because pink drink is my favorite drink. And that's what that strawberry
is.
And it brings together the strawberries, lemonade, and the Starbucks spicy chili powder blend.
If you leave the chili powder, I would try it.
Ooh.
But I don't want that in there.
We might need to try one.
Yeah, we'll have to try one to see what it, only 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a good 10 out of 10.
We'll get one and give it a shot.
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
All right, 7:28.
WQSB, Mornings with Barry and Holly.
The top WQSB, Jackson Dean and Fearless. Jackson Dean in the top 10 this week. By the way, number one is Morgan Wallen and Eric Church and Man Made a Bar. 7:35 with Barry and Holly. Beautiful day again. A few more clouds than yesterday, but still 83, the high later today. We'll tell you more about the weather. Hey, don't forget, we were talking about the picture we put up on Facebook, and everybody who commented, we're going to give somebody a chance to win, or everybody a chance to win, a QSB Morning Show t-shirt, Barry and Holly t-shirt, and you had a random drawing, and we have a winner?
We do. Do you have the wheel?
Nope.
Okay.
We've already drawn.
Do you have the drum roll?
Nope. I put everything up.
Okay, good.
Spring cleaning.
Well, okay. Our winner is Taylor Cook.
There you go.
Okay.
That's all I got.
I like it.
Sorry.
Yeah. Taylor Cook, you are the winner of a morning show t-shirt. I'll be in touch with you. I just sent you a message on Facebook, so check your messages because I may be hiding in there.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah, you're there. So, congratulations. We'll be doing this off and on a lot, so just look for pictures and stuff. Your chance to comment. We'll give you shout-outs on the air and give away t-shirts and stuff like that. And don't forget, you can listen to the show because it's now a podcast.
It's now a podcast, so I have been working really hard on this. You can go on our Facebook and listen. You can go to Spotify. You can go to our website and listen. That's probably the easiest way to find us is just to go to WQSB.com. www.alabamascountry.com mm-hmm. and go to podcasts, and you'll see us there. But it is so good because it has everything chopped out of it. So no commercials, no ads, no music. It's yeah. just straight talk. So it's great to do while you're cleaning the house,
yeah.
while you're outside working in the yard, while you're taking long drives, or if you miss a story in the morning and you mm-hmm. want to listen and go back to do it.
Like this morning, we gave a lot of shout-outs in case you want to go back and see if we used your name or said your name.
Yeah.
You can go back and listen to the entire show. And you can, of course, listen live every morning, take us with you. But if you miss it and later you want to go back and listen again, it's now available on a podcast.
That's right.
And it's on many, like you just said, it's, you can find it many places.
Yeah.
So check it out and tell us what you think. And we'll be doing it every day, so you can find it every day after
come
the show
on,
is over.
Man.
Morning's Come On Man story, going to Disneyland. This one I feel bad for Goofy.
Come on.
Okay.
Man.
I'm not talking about somebody who works here. This is the character.
Oh, okay.
This is the Disney
sense.
Character, Goofy. A lady has filed a lawsuit, says she was injured when Goofy fell on her at Disney. Disneyland in California.
Oh, no.
Katrina says she was at the park back, it's been a couple of years ago when this happened. She was tying her daughter's shoe when the character walked into her and then fell on top of her. She's seeking damages for negligence and claims her injuries will result in some permanent disability.
Nope.
Now, and I hate that all day. I hate that part. I do hate it so bad. But if she was tying the daughter's shoe, you would think for somebody to walk into her, she must have been maybe at in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
I know you want to tie the shoe as quickly as possible, but why don't you move somewhere out
move
of the way?
To the side.
Because Goofy, it's...
They can't see. They have full 360
no.
motion.
And they usually have somebody walking with them because we yeah. had, when we were at Possum Day.
Yeah.
We had some costume characters.
We did.
And some of the costumes you put on, the heads you put on, you have limited visibility.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You can't see to your side and you can't see certain things. So if you're walking through the park and you're Goofy and somebody bends down in front of you, you're probably going to run over them.
Yeah. I think that that's what happened. And as a mother of two little ones that have shoes that need
mm-hmm.
tied.
Yeah.
I know that it takes a little while. There's some
it
fidgeting.
Does. Sure.
So I'm going to move them off to the side.
Out of the way.
Completely out of the way. I might even yeah. sit them up on a bench.
Good idea.
Or something. Not just, you know, kneel down in the middle
yeah.
of traffic. You're going to get your head slapped
you're
off.
You're going to get run over by Goofy. It yeah. could have been worse. It could have been Dumbo.
Could have been.
Dumbo's a big one.
Dumbo is a big one. It
Dumbo
could have been
runs
worse.
Over you. Could have been worse than Goofy. But that was horrible that that happened. I mean,
yeah.
come on, man. But didn't do it on purpose. It just happened. But now there's a big lawsuit.
I feel like people are just quick to lawsuits.
Yeah.
Like quick to go to lawsuits.
Right.
Oh, I mean...
We see so many lawsuits
man.
Every day over just
mm-hmm.
smallest things. If she was injured, I'm so sorry. It's awful.
Oh, yeah. It's sad that she's injured.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she's injured.
Yeah. Don't know.
We don't know.
But then they blame it on Goofy.
I'm telling you, people are so happy, and those
yeah.
trips to Disneyland aren't cheap. So,
no.
got to pay for it some way.
Yeah, she's trying to get money back for them.
This reminds me of that story that McDonald's was serving coffee and the hot coffee got on the lady
yeah.
and the lady sued McDonald's because it was hot.
Yes.
Now they have to put
a warning label on
yeah.
there.
So it kind of reminds me of that. You also need a sign in the park that says, hey, if your kid needs his shoe tied, please
yeah,
move off to the side.
Warning, you may get run over by Goofy.
Yeah.
If you tie a shoe here.
Yeah.
Tie a shoe on the side.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that.
Mm.
Hopefully everything will work out. It's 7:41.
Mornings with Barry and Holly here on Alabama's country giant WQSB.
WQSB, that's Tiger Lily Gold, brand new I've tried a ring on. 7:49 on a not a bad looking Tuesday. It's going to be a little more sun coming your way later. So partly sunny today. It will be windy, not as bad as it was last week with the 30-40 mile an hour winds, but still going to be windy. Hey, coming up next hour, if you're looking for stuff for the kids to do this summer, YMCA Camp Chalakie, Lake Gunnersville. Highly recommend. We're going to be talking with them, and we're going to give you details on how you can win a 1 week of overnight camp coming up. will be giving that away coming up soon.
That's
so
nice.
So if you're looking for stuff to do, like for your girls going to be up for the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they like to go to the camp. You can go for one day or you can do the overnight thing. We'll be talking more about that next hour. So we'll be giving you more details on that. Also, Secret Sound Contest comes up next Monday.
Oh, we're counting down the days.
And I'll give you some news. Holly was busy recording sounds yesterday.
Yes.
So what do you think? Are these good?
I think these sounds are going to be a buzz around town.
So how hard are they? What do you think?
So some of them are easy, but it's going to baffle you.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are a little specific, but easy.
Yeah.
And it's going to baffle you.
Yeah.
And your mind's just going to be running around. Because there's this one sound that I did that sounds like something else entirely.
Yeah.
But I have video of all the sounds.
Yeah, that's something new we're doing.
To record.
We have videoed us recording the sounds. That way there will be no question, are you sure that's what that was?
Yep.
I don't believe that's what that was. It don't sound like that. Well, now there's going to be video proof.
Yeah, we have video proof.
So we're not going to show the video, of course, until we get a winner.
Yeah.
Because that would be kind of defeating the whole purpose of the secret sound.
Yes, it has the objects.
Yeah. So get ready Monday. And thank you to our sponsors. We've got a lot of sponsors. Morgan House, Alabama Comfort Controls Heating and Cooling, Douglas Food Value, Tyler Farms, Blossom Boutique, Weathers Hardware, The Furniture Shop, Albertville Farmers Co-op, U.S. Hydraulics, J. Leonard Henry & Company, and more. So we'll be giving you a chance to win your part of thousands of dollars in cash starting on Monday with the Secret Sound Contest. Time for Holly's Knowledge Nuggets. You need to know these things. These are things you need to know whether you know it or not. So what have you got today?
Did you know that 2 out of 10 adults say the pretzel sticks was the food that was most fun to eat when they were a kid?
I love the pretzel sticks, but I don't say the most fun. I don't make the most fun.
Those pretzel sticks were so much fun.
And after 1 or 2 sticks, I'm done. I mean, they were so plain, so
dry.
And no fun.
No, those
I guess
were not
could you
fun.
What, play like miniature like sword fight with them? I don't know. How was that fun?
I don't know. People need to see our hand motions while we're doing this because we're both fighting each other with invisible sword.
I won, by the way.
You didn't.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I'm disagreeing with that.
Yeah, I do too. According to Hotel.com, 40% of guests walk around the room naked while on vacation.
No.
How do they know this? And that is very concerning to me.
And who admits to this? And why are they walking around the room naked?
I don't know.
Is it because they're out of the house and they're on vacation?
Yeah.
Okay. Big deal. There's some of them, most of them have windows.
But according to Hotel.com, 48% of guests walk around naked, and they know this. So how did they know this?
Had to be a survey, I would hope.
I hope it's a
if
survey.
If not, then they've got cameras.
Uh-huh, that's what I'm thinking.
And we should investigate Hotel.com if it wasn't a survey.
Yeah.
Then they're watching us in a room.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
That is weird.
What if the cleaning lady walks in on you?
I don't know.
Hello.
Just walk around all free.
Fresh sheets.
Free nilly willy.
Yeah. Fresh underwear. You need some because you're naked. That would be weird.
That would be weird. Yeah. The awkward situation. Yeah. According to experts, single women look for happy, secure boyfriend that should look for a man with brother. Oh, hold on. Let me start.
Screwed that one up.
Oh, that one was the worst one I've ever done.
That was, you lost me from hello.
I know. According to experts.
Wow. The minute your mouth opened, and it's like a train wreck. Just, wow.
How about you?
Let me do over.
If you missed what she said, here's what Holly said. That was a replay of what Holly just said. Yes. You're going to try to get her, just forget it.
Okay, let me try again.
One more time.
According to experts, single women looking for a happy, secure boyfriend should look for a man with a sister or sisters.
That makes a lot more sense.
Okay.
So they're saying that living with a sister will help them be more...
Yeah, I think that makes men more empathetic.
It does. It
helps
you know how to deal with a woman.
Yeah.
Deal with a girl.
Well, I mean...
you've had to put up with it for all these years.
I mean, being a girl is hard.
Yeah.
Living with a girl is hard.
You tell me.
I know.
It is.
I know it is.
Been there and done that.
Oh, I know.
Whew.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Men and women are so different, and women require different needs than men. And it's hard to live together.
It is.
It's just hard.
Yeah, because they said that men don't listen. No, because what men hear is this.
Fair enough.
Talk, that's what we hear.
Well, that's what I just said.
And we're just saying, would you please move away from the TV so I can see the game?
Oh,
that's what we're, no. That's what we're saying.
Not that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh.
Yeah, 754.
Mary and Holly. On Alabama's country giant, WQSB.
QSB, where it ends, Bailey Zimmerman. It's 810 on a kind of a cloudy morning, a mix of sun and clouds. Going to be like this all day, partly sunny. The winds will pick up later with a high near 83 this morning. It's warming up, 63 here at QSB. How about a new security device that fires paintballs?
Paintballs.
Yeah, what do you think? There's a picture of it and an explanation on our Facebook page. It's called the new Paint Cam Eve. I don't know where the Eve comes from. But it fires paintball pellets with ultra-high precision.
Oh.
Now, the security system uses automatic target marking and AI-based decision-making. It gives a warning to anybody it does not know before firing paint. Mm. It goes by recognition. So the people that live there, I guess you have to maybe walk out in front of it and let it look at you.
Scan your face.
Scan your face.
Yeah.
Now, it says it will be able to identify pets, and it won't shoot at them. And it can be set to fire at unknown animals and unknown people it don't recognize. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of questions with this. I like the thinking. It's mainly to, I guess, scare somebody or upset somebody, like somebody's in your yard or walking up to your house that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of major problems can happen with this.
I feel like this is major accidents just waiting to happen.
A lot of lawsuits coming.
Yeah.
Like, say, a delivery driver.
A DoorDash, yeah.
DoorDash.
Yeah.
UPS, FedEx.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazon, they walk up to your door. You don't know who they are. And it's going to shoot them with these paintballs.
I don't think that it's a good idea.
No.
I don't think that I will be buying the paint cam.
No.
But it says that it'll be released on April 23rd on mm-hmm. Kickstarter. So that means that you can like donate towards it.
Right. So it's not completely. I think they got a lot of kinks they got to work out. Don't you?
I think so. I also worry about the animals that it's going to shoot.
Sure.
Like, I know people don't like possums and raccoons.
Yeah.
But I do.
I do, too.
And I don't want them shot at.
Well, those are fine.
Balls.
I mean, it's just paint.
No.
But the people, no, I don't care about the pets. Like the neighbor's cat comes over and it's eating your cat food.
I said off air, I was like, what if you wake up and your outside animal is covered in paint? Would you not be mad?
Exactly.
I'd be so mad.
And what if you're visiting? Say you go visit family.
Mm-hmm.
And you spend the night and you get up in the morning, you're going to walk outside, enjoy some fresh air. Next thing you know, you're covered with paint.
And just pelted with paintballs.
And just pelted Cousin Eddie out there on the porch. Just pelted him. But that, I can see a lot of problems with this.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
The idea is there, but the execution is not.
It's going to shoot the ones that don't recognize.
It is. It's going to shoot Mama right in the butt.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's going to come over. Hasn't been there
mm-hmm.
since you got your paint cam.
Yep.
Then Mama comes in the house and she's going to let you have it because she just got shot in the side of the head with a paintball. All because she wanted to bring you some biscuits.
Some biscuits or cornbread.
Yeah, or yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Homemade butter.
She's been churning.
Who knows?
I don't know.
She's been working hard, though, and now she's got shot with paintballs.
She'll not come back again.
No, she's not. You have banned Mama from your house.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to happen. You're going to get a paintball gun toy, and then you're going to ban your mama from your house.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to go down if you get one.
It's going to be ugly.
Yes, it's going to be ugly.
And what about when you bring a day comes over to pick up your daughter?
What if you're bringing your new baby home?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll make for some interesting pictures.
Yeah,
and there'll be some DoorDash or some Door Ring camera videos. Is going to be great to watch.
Yeah, this should have a camera attached to it. If it doesn't, it definitely should.
It should.
And it should show you, like, there should be an app on your phone when it shoots off the paintballs.
Letting you watch.
Yeah, to let you watch, yeah.
Some of it will be fun.
Yeah.
Some of it's going to...
See, I would invite my brother over.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey...
Don't tell him.
Yeah, hey, Matthew, come to my house.
Yeah,
He's going to be like, why, Holly? You haven't invited me to your house.
Well, now you need to come.
Yeah, you just need to come.
Be real slow going to the door. Give it a chance to shoot your brother with the paintball.
Yeah.
That could end up being fun.
Yeah, it could.
Or lawsuits.
We'll
see. A little bit of both. Yeah, it's 8:15. Country News is next.
WQSB. Mornings with Barry and Holly.
And before we go, got the morning's feel-good story today. And what you got today?
I've got a story from Yaz from St. Jude. Yaz is an outgoing and expressive girl with big dreams. She's a strong preteen who enjoys swimming and spending several days with strength training at the local gym, where she bikes, climbs ropes, and lifts 40 pounds weight.
Ooh.
But more than a decade earlier, in 2012, Yaz was diagnosed in Puerto Rico with retinoblastoma, a rare cancer of the retina, which is so sad. Doctors referred Yaz to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, where she was treated with chemotherapy and radiation therapy, and doctors at St. Jude were able to save her eye. Now she is cancer-free and goes back for annual cancer visit or cancer checkups.
Cancer-free.
Cancer-free.
Another great St. Jude story.
Yes, right.
Good stuff. It's 8:57.
WQSB. Mornings with Barry and Holly. It's